above us, or after, and it's just pretty cool experience.
Yeah, and so it's just such a great. And tell you the floor. I just took a picture of the floor. The way they've got designed for that play-in tournament.
Yep. Last year, I remember when we were here, they wouldn't even let us take pictures of it because nobody had seen it yet. The Grizzlies were actually playing that night that we were here. It was the same night that Mountain Home football beat Catholic down at Moore Memorial. Me and Tobias went here and had to run down there. It was a crazy day.
But
they wouldn't even let us take pictures of it because they unveiled the new floor. But it's a gray kind of a dark and light gray. It's got the play-in tournament or the mid, what do they call it now, the NBA Cup or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's got that big trophy in the middle with the Grizzlies. It's just really cool deal.
Well, you know, as awestruck as we might be and the teams might be, there is a job to do, and the Bombers getting ready to play a team that seems like no matter what, you know, no matter how up or down each team is, this is always a challenge for both squads.
Yeah, for sure it is. It's a team that that we've played several times over the years. They always make a trip up to our tournament during the Ultimato. I guess it's White River Materials tournament this year.
Atlas Asphalt.
And so it's a team we're familiar with. The coaches are familiar with each other. You know, it's kind of a cool that we get to come over here. Personally, I mean, it's a cool experience, but you know, the Bombers and Lady Bombers aren't going to play at home for the whole month of November.
Yeah.
I would have rather them come to Mountain Home and get a home game out of the deal, but it is a cool experience that we get to do this.
It sure is. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more here on the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Remember, when it feels like home, it heals like home at Baxter Health Bone and Joint. We're going to take a good break and be back with more in a moment as Mount Tom gets ready to play Paragold here at the FedEx Forum in downtown Memphis. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. And we welcome you back here to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Again, Baxter Health, when it feels like home, it heals like home at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. And we're actually getting ready to give you our starting lineups for today's game. Brad went to chase down a Paragold starting lineup. So I'll go ahead and give you Mountain Homes. They're in their home whites, coached by Josh Fulcher, when starting off with a record of 0-1. They've got three seniors in the starting lineup. Two of them stand at 6'2", Ryder McClain and Tyler Podwaski. And then the other senior in the starting lineup is 5'11", Blaine Tate. For Paragold in their Road Reds, coached by Jace Watson, who he's been there for quite a while now. He's done a good job with
he does a really good job.
He's going with Kyler Foster, a 6'1", junior. Also, Delonte Batiste, a 5'11", sophomore. Jacoby Hodges, a 6-foot junior. Corbin Phillips, a 5'10 senior, and Wyatt Eccles, a 6'2 junior. I don't know if we were able to get our the introduction to today's officials. We do have. We're not sure who they are, but we will tell you the intro to the officials, as usual, is brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Again, when it feels like home, it heals like home. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get ready to wrap up the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic pregame show. They're about to have their start, the national anthem, so we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with the opening tip-off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Paragould coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7. And back at the FedEx Forum here on the campus, or excuse me, in downtown Memphis. I'm so used to saying on the campus of Selma High School, but that's not the case today. So we're glad you join us here on Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7, KCTT, Yelville, Mountain Home, Matt Sharp, and Brad Coleman joining you courtside here at the Forum as they're getting the last few introductions. And I was talking to Josh Vulture and a couple of players earlier today. It's not just this game. They've done some activities last night. Some more coming up tomorrow as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The boys got to come over the night, stay the night over here, and then they get to stay the night tomorrow. The girls are en route. They're on their way over here. They left at 8 this morning. They play immediately following this. I tell you, they're going to get you in quick, and you know, I mean, you got to get in here and get out of here in these games. So they're trying to get us in and out, and that's what they're doing. I looked at here, number 14 for Paragould's got a wrist brace on.
Oh yeah,
he's got a broken arm. Maybe we try that for Witten.
Yeah, that is Jacob Hodges there. We're getting ready to have the opening tip off, brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It is Tyler Podwoski, jumping center for a Mountain Home for Paragould. It will be Wyatt Eccles trying to win the tip, and they're going to have to retip as they had a little issue there. No one got it up in the air, so they're going to try again. So the tip this time is won by Mounts Home. They are moving left to right in this first half as we are underway. Here's Tate with it. So Paragould starting off in a man-to-man. Tate dribbles to the right side, gives it there to McClain. McClain dribbles up to the top, throws over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert will give it to Tate. Over on the near the right corner it goes to Corp. Back to Tate. He gives it to Gilbert. Back up top.